Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Blair Boone-Magura joins me, Gary Hickling, to co-host this year's Bastille Day celebrations, with the focus on the mélodie inspired by the words of one of France's most honored writers, Victor Hugo.
Bastille Day, celebrated on July 14th each year, commemorates the storming of the Bastille, that day in 1789. It was an inflection point during the French Revolution that united the French people and continues to be a date of national pride and unity among francophones and francophiles. Victor Hugo was born in 1803, about 13 years after the first Bastille Day. His father was an officer in Napoleon's army, so his youth was imbued with his early observations of military service and politics. Americans may know Victor Hugo best for Les Misérables, or, as is known on Broadway, Les Mis, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But France has honored him for his literary career of 60 years that produced satire, epics, poetry, novels, essays, and dramas, not to mention his political essays and speeches.
Before we delve further into the life of this master, let's hear one of the songs inspired by Victor Hugo's words.
Of course, let's enjoy Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Verses Had Wings, by Reynaldo Hahn.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins on HBR2, your home for classical music. This week we're celebrating Bastille Day, featuring the poems of Victor Hugo set as mélodie. We just heard soprano Ruth Ann Swenson with pianist Warren Jones in Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Verses Had Wings, by Reynaldo Hahn. Returning to Victor Hugo's life and accomplishment, I've got to say that I'm impressed with his success outside of literature. He served in politics as both deputy and senator, and he is a pioneering figure in France, having campaigned for programs as progressive as women's suffrage, the abolishment of the death penalty, and of the slave trade.
It is indeed awe-inspiring when one considers that it was Hugo who wrote in 1851, that it was the duty of the United States to set a better example and renounce slavery, or they must renounce liberty, adding that one slave on earth is enough to dishonor all men.
As an artist, he produced over 4,000 drawings, and France has honored Hugo by naming squares, hospitals, schools, buildings, and a major metro station after him.
An avenue in Paris was named after Victor Hugo in honor of his 79th birthday. He died at the age of 83 in 1885, and on that day of his funeral, over 2 million people marched in procession to the Arc de Triomphe. Hugo is buried in the Pantheon. In short, Hugo epitomizes what it means to be a national hero.
Musically speaking, Hugo enjoyed the great works of Beethoven, Schubert's Lieder, and the music of Gluck, Weber, and Monteverdi. He had a close personal friendship with Franz Liszt and Hector Berlioz. This is a perfect point to enjoy a Berlioz melody inspired by Hugo's words. This is La Captive, the captive one.
This is should my way.
on this Singing and Other Sins Bastille Day celebration on HBR2 with co-hosts Blair Boone-McGuire and me, Gary Hickling. We just heard Janice Taylor, cellist Bernard Greenhouse, and pianist Dalton Baldwin in The Captive One by Berlioz, two words of Victor Hugo. While Victor Hugo enjoyed a larger-than-life status, he wasn't without his critics, both as an artist and as a political observer. His legendary critiques of social injustices in the Republic ultimately led to Hugo and his family living in exile in Guernsey from 1855 to 1870.
During that period, he became an even more active critic against Napoleon III, who he tauntingly referred to as Napoléon le Petit, or the Little One. It was also during this period that he wrote Les Misérables, and one of his most important works, Les Contemplations, The Contemplations. The exile was somewhat self-imposed, as Napoleon III granted political amnesty to all those exiled, but Hugo refused if it meant that he could no longer be a critic of the government. He only returned home to France in 1870, after Napoleon fell from power. Some of Victor Hugo's poems have inspired multiple composers. Among those poems is Comment disait-il, certainly one of the most encountered. The original poem by Hugo is entitled Autre guitare, and it appears in Les rayons et les ombres, first published in 1828. Comment disait-il, avec nos nacelles fuir les agasiles, ramer disait-elle. Comment disait-il, oubliez querelle, misère et péril. Dormez, disait-elle. Comment disait-il, enchantez les belles, sans filtre subtil. Aimez, disait-elle.
How, ask the men, can we flee the Spanish police in our small boats? Row, replied the women. How, ask the men, can we forget strife, misery, and danger? Sleep, replied the women. How, ask the men, can we enchant beautiful women without love potions? Love, replied the women. Some of the composers who found these rather bizarre words just had to be set to music include Leo Delibes, Fauré, Godard, Lalo, Liszt, Massenet, Rubinstein, Bizet, and Saint-Saëns. We'll hear the Massenet, followed by Bizet's more Spanish interpretation.
Disait-il avec nos nacelles fuir les alguazils, ramer disait-il. Comment disait-il oublier querelle, misère et
Thank you.
We heard the Massenet rendering of Hugo's poem Guitare, sung by Sally Silver with pianist Richard Bonning. That was followed by the same poem as adapted by Bizet and performed by Anne Murray with Graham Johnson. This is the Singing and Other Sins Bastille Day celebration with Blair Boone-McGuire and me, Gary Hickling, on HPR 2.
While Hugo's prose and poems attracted many composers, it's interesting to note that arguably his most famous poem, Demain de l'Aube, Tomorrow at Dawn, was never set to music by any of his music contemporaries. It's almost as if the poem itself was far too sacred to touch, as the poem centers on the death of his 19-year-old daughter, Léopoldine. Tragically, she died along with her new husband when on a boat excursion. They both fell off and drowned in the Seine. And Hugo learned of her death by accident, reading the front page of the morning newspaper while on vacation in the south of France. Léopoldine's death would have a huge impact on the poems springing from Victor Hugo's pen in the years to follow.
Another one of his famous poems, S'il est un charmant gazon, if there is a charming, grassy spot, has been set by over 20 composers, including Fauré, César Franck, Liszt, Massenet, and Saint-Saëns. The words tell of a beautiful spot where you can gather flowers, and it is here that the poet longs for his beloved to rest and dream of love. Let's enjoy two versions, first by Liszt and then by César Franck. Victor Hugo's poem, S'il est un charmant garçon, if there is a charming grassy spot, was sung in Liszt's version by John Aller with Daniel Blumenthal piano. Then we heard César Franck's setting sung by Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson, the pianist.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebration of La Fête Nationale, or as we call it in the U.S., Bastille Day, using melody inspired by the poems of Victor Hugo. Another poem that has caught the imagination of many composers is O Quand Je Dors, O When I Dream. O Quand Je Dors, viens auprès de ma couche, comme après trac apparaissait l'aura. Et qu'en passant, ton haleine me touche, soudain ma bouche s'entrouvera. Sur mon front morne où peut-être s'achève un songe noir qui trop longtemps dira que ton regard, comme un astre se lève, soudain mon rêve rayonnera. Puis, sur ma lèvre, où voltige une flamme, éclair d'amour que Dieu même épera. Pose un baiser et d'ange devient femme, soudain mon âme s'éveillera.
Oh, when I sleep, approach my bed as Laura appeared to Petrarch, and as you pass, touch me with your breath, at once my lips will part. On my sad face, where perhaps a dark dream has rested for too long, let your gaze lift it like a star. At once my dream will be radiant. Then on my lips, where there flits a brilliance, a flash of love that God has kept pure, place a kiss as you transform from angel into woman. At once my soul will awaken. Bizet, Lalo, Liszt, and Pessard are among the composers to set this poem to music. We'll hear the Liszt and Emile Pessard's versions. On this Singing and Other Sins Bastille Day celebration on HBR2, we've heard Thomas Hampson with Jeffrey Parsons at the piano. In Liszt's setting of Victor Hugo's Au quand je dors, When I Dream, followed by the same poem in Emile Pessard's version sung by John Mark Ainsley with Graham Johnson piano.
We could not possibly present a program on Hugo without including something by one of France's greatest composers, Gabriel Fauré. For this, we'll look at an interesting duet, Puisqu'ici bas tout âme, As Each Soul Here Below, from Hugo's collection Les Voix Intérieures, Interior Voices of 1837. And the recording I've chosen is a unique example, as it features the famed Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling with her equally famous pianist Dalton Baldwin. But it is Ameling who sings both parts in this vocal duet, so obviously it's a studio recording that allowed her to do this. Fauré originally wrote a solo song, but he was inspired by the Viardot sisters to turn it into a duet. Since here on earth each soul give someone its music, its odor, or its perfume, I give you at this hour the finest things I have in me.
Puisqu'ici bas tout âme n'aura quelqu'un, sa musique, sa flamme ou son parfum. Puisqu'ici toutes choses donnent toujours son épine ou sa rose. Avril, au bouche, une gris charmant.
Ellie Ameling and Dalton Baldwin performed Prisquisi Ba Tutam as Each Soul Here Below on this Bastille Day edition of Singing and Other Sins on HPR 2. I'm Blair Boone Magura, joining Gary Hickling for this celebration. Returning to Reynaldo Hahn's setting of Victor Hugo's poetry, we'll hear one of my personal favorites, Reverie, also to the poetry we just enjoyed, Prisquisi Ba Tutam, As Each Soul Here Below. That was Felicity Lott singing Reverie to a poem by Hugo, set by Reynaldo Hahn. The pianist was Graham Johnson. Hugo is often referred to as the innovator of Romanticism, which is a literary movement from the 18th century through to the middle half of the 19th century, which reacted against the strict rules of the classical period and its idolization of reason and the rational. Emphasis is placed on the shifting moods of the artist, spirituality, and an awareness of nature. In the words of French writer Charles Nodier, quote, "Romantic poetry springs from our agony and despair," unquote. For the most part, composers selected the more romantic poems of Hugo that were en vogue at the time and sold more. But Hugo was above all an out-of-the-box thinker for his time, so we experience a different type of poetry in Camille Saint-Saëns' setting of Hugo's Les Pas d'Armes du Roi Jean, King Jean's Tournament.
This Renaissance tournament took place in a well-traveled spot, such as a bridge or city gate, where a knight would challenge any other knight who wished to pass. A weapon was provided for those who didn't arrive prepared. If a guy didn't choose to fight, he had to leave his spurs as a sign of humiliation.
Par Saint-Gilles, viens-nous-en, mon agile haletant, viens écoute par la route, par la joute du roi Jean. Arme chartrier, et pour arme l'embrayer, qu'une fille sous la grille s'égosille à prier. Ah, nous qui sommes de par Dieu, gentils hommes de mon lieu, il faut faire bruit sur terre, et la guerre n'est qu'un jeu, et la guerre. cette ville où l'on prie, qui profile son front gris, des toits frêles, sans tourelles, la chèvrelle, c'est Paris. Aux dames, aux poilots, soient les flammes des chamblots, où la foule qui s'écroule, hurle et roule à long cours, sans attendre sa picon, le vient tendre à ta conde, nos seules les donzelles, roses belles au balcon. La roue brille sur sa mur, Isolde fille au front pur, Isolde fille au front pur. La bassole, force à gueule, porte en gueule sur azur, porte en gueule sur azur. Effroi, on te lance pris d'effroi, on se torche, on s'écorche, par Saint-Georges, par le froid, on se torche, on s'écorche, par Saint-Georges, par le roi, par Saint-Georges, par le roi, par Saint-Georges, par le roi.
You heard Les Pas d'Armes du Roi Jean, King Jean's Tournament, sung by Charles Panserat with orchestra in Saint-Saëns setting of Victor Hugo's poem. Charles Gounod lovingly set a Victor Hugo poem called Serenade. Each strophe tells of a charming thing the beloved does: sing, laugh, and finally, sleep.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful song, and Suze's easy flexibility at the end is astonishing. I also appreciate that Baldwin is a real presence at the piano, echoing the enchantment of the moment. It's a true example that there is beauty in simplicity. We'll now hear Wagner's music for a Victor Hugo poem, Vis l'attente, The Wait.
Cloche, tu es toujours.
That was Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson in Wagner's rendering of Victor Hugo's poem, L'Attente, The Wait.
We opened this version of Singing and Other Sins using Victor Hugo's poems to celebrate Bastille Day with Rinaldo Hahn's setting of Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Words Had Wings. But there's another setting that you must hear. This is by Paul and Lucien Hillemacher. That was tenor John Mark Ainsley with Graham Johnson piano in Paul and Lucien Hillemacher's Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Words Had Wings.
This has been the Singing and Other Sins Bastille Day celebration with focus on the poetry of Victor Hugo. I'm Blair Boone Magura.
And I'm Gary Hickling, producer of Singing and Other Sins. We'll close with Comment disait-il, the unusual poem of Victor Hugo that highlights the different facets of men who think of war and women who think of love. Aloha.
Aloha.